rather avoid being hypnotized? That is a subject that we are repeatedly being asked. Why should we have to worry about such a problem? Unfortunately, we do. In this present study, we want to focus on a related, very important matter. It is a subject that is of crucial importance to you and I today. We should only have to be concerned about how to get to heaven and how to get others there. It is a tragedy that we also have to worry about involuntary hypnotism when we don't want it. Here's a statement you want to consider. Quote, "The mind cure, hypnotism, is the most awful science which has ever been advocated. Every wicked being can use it in carrying out his own evil designs. We have no business with any such science. We should be afraid of it." Manuscript 105, 1901. Part 1, Ericksonian Hypnosis and NLP. The classical method used by Anton Mesmer in France and thousands of hypnotists since then have involved waving a hand or an object before the eyes and telling people they were going to go to sleep. Then, having fallen into a hypnotic trance, the individual's reason and feelings were overpowered, as he was told certain things he was to believe or do, either during hypnosis or afterward. He could also be told that the belief or action would be permanent, and then he was brought out of hypnosis. Now, as you can see, that is dangerous. Eventually, a debate arose whether or not a person could, under hypnosis, be told to believe or do something which was against his prior moral convictions. There was also a debate whether he could be commanded to kill and whether he would actually try to do it. Later experiments indicated this could indeed happen. For example, a soldier under hypnosis, this happened back in the 1950s, was told to kill his commanding officer. Then he was brought out of that state, and the officer entered the room through a door, but unknown to the soldier, on the other side of a plate glass bulletproof window. The soldier immediately took out a handgun he'd been given and fired at him. Hypnotism is dangerous. We want to make sure we have nothing to do with it. We want to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Here is information that will help you. Here is information you need. Now, several decades ago, Milton Erickson, who died in the late 1980s, developed a new simplified method for hypnotizing people. Milton Erickson. Prior to this time, the only method of hypnotism that was available was a method by Anton Mesmer. Mesmer was a Frenchman. He even believed in hypnotizing trees. He was, frankly, something of a fanatic. And the method he started continued on through, and that was the method that were mentioned in the Spirit of Prophecy. But in our own time, something new happened. Something new happened. Richard Bandler and John Grinder in the 1960s began a brand new pattern. We have written about it in our tracks. Richard Bandler and Grinder. They call their modifications neuro-linguistic programming. You've heard the word, but what is it? Neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP. We have a complete tract on this subject, on Bandler, which tells about his life. And I won't go into it here. It's available from us. We have quite a few other tracts on this subject, and many of them are bound together in a tract book titled Hypnotism Tract Book. Ericksonian Hypnotism, or NLP, it is all essentially the same thing. It consists of simplified methods of hypnotizing people and implanting new feelings, memories, thoughts, beliefs, and standards without their realizing that they have been hypnotized. If you thought classical hypnotism was bad, this new method is far worse. because classical hypnotism dealt with putting the person to sleep. This method deals with working with them while they're wide awake and they don't realize what you are doing to them. Listen to this. Men and women are not to study the science of how to take captive the minds of those who associate with them. This is a science that Satan teaches. We are to resist everything of the kind. We are not to tamper with mesmerism and hypnotism, the sciences of the one who lost his first estate and was cast out of the heavenly courts. Medical Ministry 110 and 111. Did you hear that, friend? It's the science of Satan. Both Erickson's basic methods and Bandler and Grinder's NLP modifications were licensed for marketing through several firms, one of which is the New England Institute of Neurolinguistic Programming. Another is a Christian organization, and I'm sure you've heard of that one. It's called Lead Consultants. Lead Consultants, under the leadership of John Savage. John Savage is working with NLP, Neurolinguistic Programming. He gives introductory studies to it and then leads on into it. The objective of these various seminars is to teach people how to influence others to do what the manipulator wants them to do. My friend, that is a species of hypnotism from start to finish, but it leads directly into teaching Ericksonian hypnosis. The lower levels of instruction use semi-Ericksonian methods. The advanced methods provide solid coursework in it. That's what we have when we have Lead Consultants and John Savage's teachings. That is why, for example, John Savage's Lead Consultants is called by that name. Lead Consultants. You're leading the people to do what you want them to do. It's actually a synonym for hypnosis. It trains people to get others to think and believe that which the hypnotist wants them to believe instead of what they formerly believed. And my friend, that is dangerous. Savage's Lead Seminars provide the trainees with a rudimentary introduction to these Ericksonian, Bandler, Grinder methods. Savage's organizations not only teach Lab 1, Lab 2, and Lab 3 seminars, but also advanced NLP classes as well. Quote, "This science may appear to you to be very valuable, but to you and to others, it is a fallacy prepared by Satan. It is the charm of the serpent which stings to spiritual death. It covers much that seems wonderful, but it is foreign to the nature and spirit of Christ. This science does not lead to Him who is life and salvation." That's found in Medical Ministry, page 112. It was written in 1901.